One of the greatest blessings I ever received in my life I got when I felt least like praising. And why didn't I feel like it? Why? Because I was bound inwardly. I was dark. You can't imagine that because you've known me differently. But before I came to Brooklyn, before I was really filled with the Holy Ghost, I used to be dark. I used to be mad. And when I came to Pentecostal meetings where they praised the Lord, I said, oh, these people are hysterical. They're just imitating one another, I said. And I couldn't praise the Lord. I was mad. I was angry. I was critical. I didn't know that these things were of the devil. But I found it out. Thank God, I found out that when we don't rejoice in the Lord always, why, we sin against God. The Bible says we are the circumcision who rejoice in Christ Jesus. That's what sets us apart from this dark world. We walk in the light as He is in the light, in whom there is no darkness at all. And there was darkness inside of me. Now you might call it what you please. We have such nice Latin names. Instead of calling you a liar, they call you a prevaricator. That sounds better. But you're just a plain liar. Praise the Lord. And instead of calling you a dumper, they call you a melancholy person. That sounds better. And so we turn on our radio and we sing a song that makes us feel good. If to pine in a dungeon were e'er my fate, while light struggled in through the iron grate, what view would most soothe my unwearied eye? The boundless ocean, the earth or skies? Sniff, sniff, boo-hoo. But the Bible says that His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise. The joy of the Lord. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. And then I discovered that that was the reason I didn't have fullness of joy, because I didn't abide in His presence. I drove Him away. I said, I can't use it just now. I got to be mad. Flesh. When I discovered that, I repented of it deeply. But you know, I found the thing had dug itself right into my soul. One time I caught a mouse. Now this is just an illustration. The mouse was in the pantry, and I thought I'd have a hard time catching it. I didn't. I could just put my hand on it, and it was so docile. And then I found out why. There was an animal almost as big as the mouse that had eaten itself into its vitals, and the mouse had to carry it around. That was me. I mean, that was the mouse, but something had eaten into my vitals. Beloved, it was serious, very serious. I lost the presence of God whenever I yielded to that. And that's why I would like to say, like our sister Anna said, thank God for praise meetings where we don't manufacture praise, but we praise God because He is worthy. And because the Holy Spirit comes to lift us and to help us. And so I said, next time I go to meeting, next time I went to meeting, they were all praising the Lord. Thank God I came to a church where praise was offered all the time. They praised until they got hoarse in almost every meeting. And when they lifted their hands, I couldn't get mine up. They were like heavy hands hanging on. Did you ever feel like that? Can't get your hands up. Couldn't open my mouth. But I said, now or never. And when they praised the Lord, I stuck them up. And I opened my mouth, and it felt as if somebody was choking me. But I did it with faith, and I said, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And then a great transformation came over me, which has stuck with me. That heaviness, that darkness left, just went out of me. And the glory of God filled my soul, and my body became as light as a feather. You can't explain that, but it means that that dark devil had gone out and Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, had come in. That's what praise does for you. And nothing will do that. You can turn on all your phonograph records. You can say, Das ist im Leben hässlich eingerichtet, dass bei den Rosen gleich die Dornen stehen. Kaum hat man sich gemütlich eingerichtet, zum Schluss kommt doch ein Voneinandergehen. And you can play all those records and just sink deeper into the mire. But beloved, praising the Lord, whosoever offereth praise, oh, this offering is acceptable in the sight of God. He accepts it. Thank God. He is worthy. And oh, what a privilege I have to praise the Lord and then have God come to me. He inhabits the praises of His people. He flows through the praises of His people into your soul, and nothing else will take the place of praise. Nothing. And that's why we need meetings where the Holy Spirit gets a chance to lift us. And now this word to those of you who don't feel like it. You're missing a great blessing. The way to do is when everybody praises the Lord and you feel least like it, stick out your chest, put up your hands, open your mouth, pull out all the stops, and praise the Lord and see what will happen. God says, this is the way in which I will show him my salvation. That's the way the German Bible puts it. Wer Dank opfert, der preiset mich. Und da ist der Weg. Nicht da im Loch, sondern da. Dass ich ihm zeige, das Heil Gottes preist den Herrn. Behold, God is my salvation, and God has become my song. Hallelujah. And so, this is a lesson you ought to learn. I learned it because I wanted to learn it. I had to learn it. It was absolutely necessary for me to learn that lesson. I would not have become a preacher if I hadn't. Wouldn't. Oh, I might have preached learned sermons, you know. That's easy to do. You can buy them. You can memorize them. But it's a different thing to be a vessel sanctified and meet for the Master's use and prepared unto every good work.